Chulin Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah now is going to be metayer which kelim one could use to shecht. If they ask us, we would say a knife. It's a davar pashut. But it's not so pashut. There's no din in a knife. There's a din. It has to be something sharp. Something that could slice across without having to put pressure, without ripping the simonim. So the Mishnah says, Hashoichet b'magal yad, somebody who cuts, who shechts with a, as a small kli that they use for cutting wheat. So it's sharp on one side, like a knife, like a very sharp shechita knife, a blade. The other side, it's more with forks. On the fork side, it's not going to be able to cut straight. That's going to be ikur. On the very sharp side, it can. Bitzor, with a very sharp rock. Ubekone, kone is a reed. So one could pull up a reed from the ground. And the edge will be so sharp that it could slice through something. You could use that to shecht. The chiddush over here is that a tzor and a kone, in no way could anybody call those a kli. A magal yad, l'chayr, the chiddush is that we're not geyser on one side or to the other side. Okay, klein a chiddush. But maybe the thing that one uses for shechita has to be a kli. In Beis HaMikdash, it's certainly that way. It has to be a kli shoris. In order to make a chalois kedushas korban in the behemah hanizbach, it has to be shechted with a kli shoris. But we're talking about shechitas chulin. Shechitas chulin, it has to be, doesn't have to be a kli, but it does have to be bedoymeh to the Gemara calls something that one uses to shecht. The Gemara rather brings a pasuk by the Akedah, which is a chiddush because it's before Matan Torah. The Akedah, it says, Vayikach es ha-macheles lishchot es benoy. And the Gemara says that the macheles is the prototype for all shechitos. What does it have to be? Macheles has to be tolish min ha-karka. So the corner that we're talking about is not when it was attached to the ground, it's when it was ripped up, when it was ripped out. The tzor is also not a sharp eye. You didn't take a chicken and slice it across a rock that's embedded in the ground. The rock has to be pulled out. Shouldn't be considered a chelek of the karka. There's a whole meduba. What happens if he takes a kone from the ground or a rock and then he replants it? If it's replanted, it becomes again mechub l'karka. If it's just reattached, it's not mechub l'karka. So a rock that was pulled out and stuck back into the ground, that's not mechub l'karka. But if it's mamish embedded back, that becomes a chelek of the karka, then it could become karka again. Poiskim have a shmuz in Hilchos Shechita and Yeridei Simen Vav exactly what the parameters of that is. One thing to point out, we're saying that you can take a chicken and slice it across a rock, but derechal it's going to be possible because that you're going to press down, that's going to be dorsa. So we're talking about b'ayfen where it doesn't have to. It's sharp enough, and the person who's moving the neck of the behemoth of the chicken is sharp enough to be able to get that effect. Now the Mishnah goes back to a little bit l'shoynei stomius, like we had in Mishnah Aleph, and here we're going to have to be mazbe barichus. Hakol shoichtin, ul'olam shoichtin, u'bakol shoichtin. The Mishnah says, anybody can shecht, always, and with whatever. Obviously the Mishnah means in every one of these, lafuke, lasuye, the Mishnah adds a chutz. Chutz mi magal kotzer. Magal kotzer is also a similar type of what we had before, is something that's also used for tvua. And it has the blade side, has like by our knives, it's not a sharp, flat knife. It has nicks. So there's no way to shecht with that. Megera is also something with something sharp, but it also has sometimes it's also some type of knife that has nicked edges. It's two different types. Vashinayim. Shinayim is a tooth. Let's say somebody pulls out, I don't know, a tooth of a big animal that's enough to shecht. It's sharp. One can't use that. Not because it's mechubah. We're talking about that the tooth was detached. But there's always going to be cracks in the tooth. The tooth is never a flat surface. Smell, there's always going to be crack. Here we see how careful you have to be. Mikan lebdika sakinim by shechtin. It's a whole art form. And it's not a pashtazach. Vatzipoirin is the fingernail that's attached to a balchai. Now there's an extra knetch over here. The reason why the first three apostles, Magal Kotzer, Megera, Shinayim, is because they all have, they're all going to make a psul ikur, because it's never going to be a smooth slice, it's always going to pull at the skin. That's what every nick does. The reason why tziporin is posel is because it's attached to a bal chai. Now the Rishonim Cheshvanah, based on the Gemara, the bishleimer, if it's attached to a person, if a person, let's say, has a very long fingernail, Kehanim would have long fingernails if they specialized in Malika. That needs a long fingernail. So what about using that? If it's mamash sharp and slicing across the neck of a behemoth, it can't be done. Why? Because since it's mechubah to the person, adam hukish lekarkois, it's like mechubah lekarka. Problem is that the fingernail of an animal, of a balchai, you're not going to say that. Because a balchai is never compared to karka. Balchai is always metalkum. So you have to say something else. It's not a din mitzad psul that's doyma lekarka, like you have all over Noshim, Zik, and different dinim that are karka versus metalkum. Here it's a din, what we had before, dumya de macholis. Macholis is something detached that it doesn't have to have a proper shem kli, but it has to have a shem as a dova bifnei atzma, utensil, not mamash a kli that will have other dinim of kli, but it has to have some type of tsura of something detached. Hashoichit be magal kotzer b'derech halichos. So somebody shechts with a magal kotzer. What it means is he only goes in one direction. Theoretically, in one direction, one could shecht properly. However, if one would go back and forth, the back and forth would be pulling the skin in two directions. That would be ikur. So over here, hey yois, there's a concern that he's going to pull the knife backwards. Whereas with a very thin blade, one could shecht by pulling the knife back and forth without pressing. And that would be a kosher shkita. But over here, if it goes back and forth, the skin, like we said, is pulled in different directions. Over here, Beishamai, because of this concern, Asid Midrabbanon and Poislim. Beishamai, even Bidiyevit, holds that this, we treat it as Nevela. And it's Mitame. Beisil Machshirin, Beisil, the Gemara explains, based on a Braisa, that Beishamai is Poislim, even Legabi Tumor. He treats it as bona fide Nevela. Beisil Machshirin, Machshirin is a Loshin not of Achila, but a Loshin that's not Mitame. That means he didn't make it into bona fide nevela. He asked the meat to eat, but he doesn't treat it as nevela. It's not metame. V'mhecheliku shineo, if the teeth of the mago were smoothed out, hareo kesachem, the teeth fell off, so now it's just a sharp blade. That's a double portion. Maybe it would be a habamin, maybe it would be goyzer. Maybe there's little pieces that would be left. No, you have to make sure that's perfectly straight. Now let's go back to, like we said, the cryptic words in the Mishnah. Of hakoil ulo'olam ubakoil. What is this lasuye? So hakoil shoichtin, the Gemara has narichus. Lafuke in the first Mishnah, that over here we're saying the rabbi is Yehudi mumer. The reason why his shchita is kosher is because we're not talking over here about a mumer l'chil Shabbos, and we're not talking about a mumer l'avoid zoru, and we're not talking about a mumer l'hachas. We're talking about a mumer l'teoven. The Gemara has a whole discussion. A mumer l'teoven is somebody who's over averus nebuch l'teoven. Similarly, he's not called that he's rebelling against Kol HaTorah Kulo. A Mumel Lahachis is somebody who's over in Avera. It doesn't make a difference which Avera, by the way. He's over in Avera. He's Oichel Dafke Bosa Nevela. Even if he would have kosher meat, he eats Nevela in order to be Mizalzel. Then he has a din of a Posel Shchita. Like we said, a Mumel Lahavid is Kechovim has a din of a Goy. Mumel Lachal Shabbos Bifahesia. The Gemara says Bifahesia. Means that he does it without being embarrassed, even if there are choshev erlochidim passing by, he'll do it anyways. And then there's mumer l'chol ha'tayr kula. That's for sure a mumer, and shchitas in a shchita. The loylam shechnovi is also la fuke that we had before. Suma balayla is telling you that the ma'aseh, if a person has the whatever light he needs, the ma'aseh, there's no halacha that you're not allowed to shecht at night. There's no halacha that you're not allowed to shecht where you can't see. There's also a point that the Gemara brings up that the Shechita is kosher lo'olam includes also b'chol mokay. There's a havamina of saying that it should be osur to shech b'reish agag. There's a concern that it looks like avodah zarah, they're shechting to the koichli ha'shamayim and so on. It's not something that we could relate to. Or b'reish ha'svina, the Gemara brings that even though the dam is yerid, it looks like he's sacrificing to the ocean. We don't say that. The Rav brings up the Sugis HaGemara. So again, here's an overlap between ritual Shkita, Kodshim Dik, or L'Shem HaVodizor Cholila, L'Havdom, and Shkita Schule. the last of the klolim bakel shechtin, means also he's allowed to shecht with anything sharp. Doesn't have to be a sakin. The tez is v'zavachta kashet zivisicha, doesn't say anything about a kli. That's Mishnah Beis. Now to Mishnah Gimel. Hashoichet mitoich hatabas. We learned quite a bit of details in Mishnah Beis of different fanim of shkita, of things that will create a problem of ikur, one of the five psul hashkita. In this Mishnah, we're going to discuss now the psul hashkita called hagroma. Hagroma means cutting in the simen and then cutting away from the simen, where the chaticha, the slicing through the simen, is not in the delineated place. His shoichet mitoich hatabas. There's a ring. You can look over here at the picture. It's hard to describe exactly. But there's areas in the neck. They showed in the picture, Svarim, where there's an area that looks like one ring around the throat of the behemoth. And he was shechit in that place. That's the right place to shecht. V'shir bo, he stayed away from the top of that, which is really the top part of the neck, towards the head. Meloy achut, which means a minimal amount, kechut asayro, al pnei kula. There's a whole strip, even minimally, left going around the tabas, separating it from the top of the simen. Shchitoso ksheira. What it means to say is that there's a kpeida, that the chituch should not slip out of the tabas hagdolah. It has to be separated from the edge of tabas hagdolah by a hair's breadth, by a mashu. The chiddush over here is that the lashon of the Tanakam is shchitoso ksheira only when it's meloi chut al pnei kulo. What that means to say is that the valid shchita, which is lamata from the edge of the piyat tabas, has to be around the whole thing. The question is why? L'chayr, it's enough to cut roiv of the simen. So the amount that should have to be nechtach lamata from the edge of the tabas should be ruboy, not kuloy. Look what the next shchita says. Reb Yosef ben Yehuda Omer, meloy hachut al pnei ruboy. That's l'chayr his taina. That it has to be meloy achut, the same kpeda, that has to be below that point, otherwise it's agroma, but al pnei rubo. So this is a bavuster raid when you learn the inyonim of psul eshchita, the doshtet in the Tanakama, that even though rubo kekuloy, if it wasn't shechter at all, l'chayr roiv would be enough. Roiv of the chetichas asimin is called nechtach. However, if there's a psul agroma in a miktsas shen shtayr, it passes up the whole ma'as eshchita. Others taina, you look at the Rishon already told about this, that no, maybe that's good for the machlokes, and even though the Mishnah later on Perek Beis is soisim that rubay kekulei v'shchita, and we've said this a number of times, but that's enoch anami to machlokes tanoim, and we don't pass kum tanakam, we pass kum v'yais b'yuda. It's possible. But the ma'is in Rashi shtet nishtazoi, the Rishonim are not masber that kloy, you need to come on to teres or akroinim. Maybe the vort is, because even though rubay kikuloi, but if a chelek of the simen was nechtach bepsul, the psul is mafkia, the shem shchita in the ganze simen. It's hard to understand exactly. Others want to tell you that it's only a chumim midrabanan. There's a famous Beis Halevi about this. If there's a way to say it midaraisa, maybe the way to say it is that when roiv of the simen is nechtach, it's not that roiv is enough. The whole simen has to be nechtach. Roiv defines the whole simen as cut. But if part of the simen is cut, but even where it's not cut, where it's not cut properly, so then the chituch is partially not done. So then you don't have a simen that's nechtach. We'll give an example, let's say, just to lesaber so oizen with us would play itself out. On Yom Kippur, when you learn Maseches Yuma, so by a large amount of the kabbalists, if not all of them, Makhlokes Rishonim, exactly how far to take that, the korbanos have to be, the whole avodah has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hadid is possible avodah in Yom Kippur. That being said, what happens if Kohen Gadol shechts a roiv of the simonim of one of the behemoths that has to be shechted for avodah, and a Kohen Hadid does the rest? It's called over there in Yuma Meruk, and the Shas why it works. Why don't we say that the Kohen Hadid is like a zor, and then it's like a pastlus on that avodah? Good, it's a good show. I'm just making a tushtel of where that would be a noise. Another issue That's a bavustinoisi over here. Rashi and daflamid, another rishonim, is if we're showing a makor that hagromo b'miut basra of a simin would render the whole shechita simin b'pastlus, would that be true also by shehi or dorsa? All this time there, yeah, it's mefurish Rashi that shehi or b'miut achim. Very hard to understand. He shechts wherever the simin. He could stop right there, and that would be enough. Rubik kekuloi. But if he's shoya and then he continues, so then it's all one ma'isa shechita, and it's all one ma'isa shechita with the pasul of a shehi in the middle. Well, very hard to understand. Dal mehochi, the whole miyud basra. So that's the chara poshut that if he shechts revi the simin, and then he shechted the other chelik of the simin, 20 seconds later, that's nothing. So it has to be an appreciable amount of time that you could see it all. A fa'enik, that's all one ma'isa, and there's a chalois paslos of shehiyo in the mi'ed basa. Again, it's very hard to understand. Others taina, you have rishonim ufuroshim, me'iri and others talk about it, and you look in Shulchan Aruch, and some chav gimel, and chav dal, there's a lot of the Nesek Kenwa very busy with it. What about ikur b'mi'ed achron? What about dorsa b'mi'ed achron? Others are mechalik. Then maybe it's only hagroma, when the chituch slices out of the mokum. So that already renders the whole simin nechtak shaloi b'mkaymai. But a shehiyah, we're doing it wrong, doing it b'ikur, b'dorsa. There's no reason why that should passel. This is a shver mishnah with a shver al-kabanam, a shver shita of the Tanakhama of Yisrael of Yehuda. One last point, the technical point, is that this whole idea of there being a cap, till we're in the simin, there's a mokum fishkita, the passels of agroma, is not clear whether there's any tap of the mokum hashchita in the simonim of an oif. It's another machlek to join him. Can't go into makoyres of where you see them in the sugyot.